There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugay, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Listener, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. And listener, that's quote of the day. So Indonesia is still wanting to strengthen our cooperation and relations with other countries. Therefore, recently our President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated 31 vicars and diplomats as ambassadors of the Republic of Indonesia to foreign countries and representative of Republic of Indonesia to international organizations. And in the inauguration ceremony taking place at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, the inauguration, of course, began with a ceremony. There's the national anthem, and then the swearing in, and a lot of other things, which is quite ceremonial. And of the 31 ambassadors inaugurated on Monday afternoon, 25 of them have a diplomatic background. So the other six are non-diplomats and comprise a former constitutional court judge, and then a professor, a former Air Force chief of staff, a retired Indonesian army personnel, a politician, and the other one is a member of the House of Representatives.
Berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata
I'm not afraid.
Indonesia.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Still tuned to another service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So a little bit update from the beginning of this week, in which the composite stock price index, or the highest gain in Indonesia, experienced another sharp decline at the start of the trading on Monday. And reported by RRI.co.id, as reported too by RTI Business Data at 10 a.m. Jakarta time on Monday, it dropped significantly by 3.49%, falling to the level of 6,000. 39, but at the close of the And if we see the close of trading last weekend, the IDX also ended down by 1.94% to a level of 6,258. And the decline was accompanied by a net sell by foreign investors amounting to $153.33 million.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
And there was a Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Thank you very much for people who has been listening to this broadcast by using the application RRI Digital. And not only listening to the Voice of Indonesia, you can also listen to the whole stations of Radio Republic of Indonesia by using the very app, and if you download it and you wanted to listen or watch something, just pick any stations from across Indonesia, from the eastern to the western to the northern to the southern parts of Indonesia, so that you can get the latest update about the whole country right from where they are. By the way, I'd like to also invite you to keep updated with a lot of things, especially Indonesia, by visiting the website rri.co.id. Here is the official news portal from Radio Republik Indonesia, presenting you the latest, the most credible, and the most complete news from Indonesia and the world. So make sure to get informed from the guaranteed resources only on rri.co.id, the trusted national online news radio media. With Begitu Indah or So Beautiful. You're still tuned to the radio service, Voice of Indonesia. And a little bit update, listener, related to the homecoming flow in the country. Recently, we have told you that the health ministry is preparing like 2,000-ish health posts across the homecoming routes. But here is the latest update from the police of Indonesia. We're not talking about regulations, but instead, the police of Indonesia from the Directorate of the Air Police is preparing a what is called aerial ambulance, which is apparently a kind of helicopter to be anticipating unwanted things during the homecoming period. And this ambulance will be posted at kilometer 29 of the Kalikangkung toll road. And according to the head of the sub task force of the police's aerial division, Agus Herli Sudiawan, they have two helicopters, and also it is complemented by 9 personnel from the doctors and also the team from the national police. And this ambulance will be posted or will be ready in the homecoming route until the 8th of April 2025. So if there is any kind of incidents and urgent matter that needs a lot of help, urgent help for the victims, they will deploy this helicopter. And apparently these helicopters will be landing on 8 hospitals across Central Java, and also 9 ones in the Greater Jakarta that have helipads, and some 9 local hospitals across the northern routes of the homecoming, or what we call as Pantura.
Hey, hey, no, manis.
Hey, no, manis. Apa kabarmu? Aku sangat rindu untuk bertemu. Bangun lamanya kau buat aku menunggu. Senang hatiku bertemu nona yang telah ku tunggu. Ingin rasanya ku bisikkan padamu, I love you. Aku sangat rindu untuk bertemu berdua melari menuju ke lantai dansa.
DBJ with Nona Manis or the Sweet Lady, and I believe that you would like to bring your lady to good places in Indonesia. Sounds a little bit patriotic, I'm sorry about it. But I believe that you would like to bring anyone you love to Indonesia, especially to Bali, because, well, it's self-explanatory. Just imagine Bali, and what comes to the top of your mind, it is about the culture, it is about relaxing, it's about having fun. And even it's about, well, getting to know about its people. And of course, if you land in Bali and you go to a lot of spots, you will be hearing a lot of local instruments, and this One of them is called Reindeer. So if you haven't got the chance or the time to go to Bali, I would like to bring it to you right now. So let's get to know about the Reindeer from Bali.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Reindeer. According to the history, Reindeer was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Reindeer, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Reindeer and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Range according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tak bisa aku tak. located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selasangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selatransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selatransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati, to be sung by Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Keroncong Orchestra. In the years 1942 until 1946, Keroncong songs were often used as a medium of struggle and propaganda. The song, which was composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, is one of the Keroncong songs, which was used to evoke the spirit of struggle and Indonesian nationalism. This song narrates the unbreakable bond between the two people. The poetic lyrics describe the jasmine flower as a symbol of love and loyalty, preserving memories even as time passes. With its lifting musical accompaniment, this song invites listener to reflect on the enduring power of love, even when faced with loss and separation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Rangkaian Melati.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's health ministry is carrying out collaboration to bolster the implementation of TB alert villages to foster public participation in efforts to eliminate the disease by 2030, in line with the global targets. The community is one of the components to be empowered in TB case finding and treatment. In addition to other parties, the Director of Infectious Diseases at Ministry, Ina Agustina Istiorini, said on Monday. Therefore, the Ministry, together with the Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, is pushing several efforts, including the use of Village Fund for TB elimination and TB alert villages. The 2025 Indonesian Street Food Festival, or ISFF, at Queen Victoria Market in Melbourne became the launching point of Taste of Indonesia platform, which serves as a database of Indonesian restaurants in Australia. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia Australia, in a press statement received on Sunday, said the platform, which can be accessed through tasteofindonesia.com.au, aims to help local people find and enjoy Indonesian cuisine. Indonesian Culinary Association of Victoria Chairman Harry Febriante hope that the festival, which has become an annual agenda, will further introduce Indonesian cuisine not only to the diaspora, but to the entire Australian community. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
songs, Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Rakai tulang hingga sampai ke pinggang.